Joshua Perkins, a USU student with epilepsy, had his first grand mal seizure at 16. His doctors have not been able to discover the cause of his disorder.
And so they started giving me medication when I was 16, trying different things.
But even after doctors find medications that work, Perkins still has seizures.
Had a seizure driving back from psychology and crashed into the Aggie parking terrace ticket booth.
Most seizures happen when nerve cells in the brain fire more rapidly and with less control than usual. Epilepsy varies from person to person, but is basically a brain disorder that causes repeated seizures of varying lengths and sizes. Most epilepsy medications can have negative side effects like memory loss and bone thinning. This is what makes cannabis oil so appealing. Just like the compounds found in essential oils like lavender or tea tree, there's a compound in cannabis that can reduce or even eliminate seizure activity without the negative side effects. Charlotte's Web, a cannabis strain developed for this very purpose, is receiving national attention due to its non-intoxicating, seizure-reducing qualities. Utah Governor Gary Herbert signed House Bill 105 into law on March 20th. Though the bill makes possession of Charlotte's Web legal, it does not legalize the growth of hemp, and a federal law banning the transportation of hemp across state lines still applies. HB 105, nicknamed Charlie's Law, is named after the late Charlie Nelson of West Jordan, a six-year-old girl whose parents discovered hemp extract when searching for a remedy to their daughter's daily seizures. The use of hemp extract in Utah is restricted to minors and gives trial access to parents who possess a hemp access registration card signed by their neurologist and issued by the Utah Department of Health. In the meantime, adults in support of the new law say it's a step in the right direction.
So it's unfortunate that I probably won't be able to benefit from how great it's going to become, but as an epileptic, I'm happy that a more natural, safer alternative is being looked at to treat epilepsy.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm David Matthew Stewart.